you're a business owner and you've been running your own marketing, you might be losing money. And here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with doing your own marketing. It's what you need to do when you get started. But at some point, it starts to cost you money. And most business owners don't realize it till months or years down the road. And we're talking anywhere from tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars that could be lost because you neglected to stop doing your own marketing. And you know what? I'm going to get into this, okay? And I'm going to show you where the point is where you need to go from, hey, I've been doing my own marketing and it's costing me money to, or maybe you're like, I'm still doing my own marketing, but I can't afford to hire anybody to help me with it. We're going to figure out where that line is for you. And then you'll actually know when you can do something. Okay. So anyways, who am I? My name's Lucas. I work with a agency called Growing Media Marketing, where we help businesses scale. We help businesses grow their bottom line. And we help you anywhere from the launching stage to the growing stage. It doesn't matter where you're at in your business. We just want to help you grow. Like that's what we're all about. That's why we call it Growing Media. Anyways, so let's dive into this. So part one is DIY marketing always feels like the right move, right? It always feels like, hey, I should be doing this. I'm the person who knows everything the best about my business and about what we can offer and about how we can offer it and just about everything, right? It's like you know it, and that's probably true. Okay, that's probably actually just really accurate. But just knowing something about a certain industry or your own business doesn't always translate to sales or marketing or people understanding what your offer is. So it's not wrong, but it's not scalable. If you think about it, like if you wanted to be the person in the front of the marketing thing the whole time, you're actually taking away your valuable skills in the business that you worked so hard to develop. Like these skills didn't come overnight. Often whenever people ask me, hey, Lucas, how much do you know, is it to mix a song for our album or whatever, my single? And I give them the price and they're like, whoa, that's kind of a lot. And I'm like, yeah, I've also spent 15 plus years now learning how to do this and getting this good. And so you're paying for literally me getting incredibly good at this thing, and you're using me because I am incredibly good. So you have to think about that. And oftentimes you get lost in the, I need to get more customers. And then you start to not serve the customers that you already have really well because you're so worried about marketing. And so let's go to the next part. Okay. And so a lot of times people are like, man, I just can't afford an agency. I can't afford, afford them. So start working with the agency and it's $12.50 a month, okay, for you to get X pieces amount of content. Let's just say 10 pieces of content a month, right? You work with the agency, say there's a little bit of upfront cost for the shoot, and then for the monthly cost, it's $12.50, okay? By the way, this is something that we often do with some of our clients. And you're like, oh man, that's just so much money. And it is. It is. But if you think about it, if that $12.50, 3, 4, 5, 10 times your leads, and then if that 10 times your leads, and say you get 20%, conversion rate on your amount of leads, and we're just putting, hypothetical numbers out there, then you would be getting so many more customers. And if you're the type of business that has retainer customers, oh man, like then you're going to start making some real money. And all it took was for you to be a little hands off. Okay. So then your $12.50, a month that you're not spending per month for a marketing agency could actually be losing you tens of thousands of dollars each month. And it's hard to put that in perspective because it's so hard to see that out front because you're scraping, or maybe you're just like, oh, I got to hold on to this because I don't know what next month is going to look like. And that's scary. I get it. I run a business as well. It's a thought that we all have as entrepreneurs, as business owners, as whatever, freelancers, like wherever you're at. It is a constant scare. Like all the time. And so let me get into the next part here, because this is what people often forget about DIY marketing. And I am notorious for this in my own business. So is that you are inconsistent with your marketing, because when push comes to shove and you get really busy, right, you're going to do the things, you're going to serve the customers that you have in that moment most of the time. And you're going to push marketing off because you're like, hey, I have this right now. I have to service those people. Nothing wrong with that. That's exactly what you should be doing. But then your marketing stops. And so you serve, say it's like, say you serve these customers that you have for two straight weeks, completely forget about marketing, your leads stop. And all of a sudden next month you have nothing to do because you pushed it off and it was all on you. That is not a winning strategy. That's not scalable. That is scary. And I'm notorious for this. I, in my own business, I do all the marketing for my own business. And, I don't go above and beyond or anything, but there are weeks where I don't post anything except for maybe one piece of content. And then all of a sudden I'm like, man, why is my YouTube channel not growing? Or why am I not getting more emails or more leads coming in? Why are people not engaging as much? And I'm like, oh yeah, I haven't posted anything in a week. And that sucks because it's like, I could have just maybe paid someone else to do this. And then I would have been having all those things and not been worried about it. And so it is a weird transition. I will say that, going from your DIY marketing to hiring an agency to do this for you. But I'm telling you, if you just put some trust in it and give it like 2 or 3 months of consistency, you will reap the rewards. And usually the rewards are more customers, more revenue, more money for you, and a bigger business. And even to the point, if you think even further down the line, you can actually hire people to do some more things that you don't like to do. Maybe you're doing the accounting and the marketing and running the business and actually doing all the little things that go along with running a business. It's too much. It's too freaking much. And so if you think about scaling, you have to take things off one at a time and then add them back in. So with new people, right? Another thing that what's wrong with DIY marketing is that you really don't have a strategy most of the time. Now, in my last podcast, I gave you a bit of a strategy that you can use, and that's going to work if you're just getting started. And if you are you're very low budget, like you're like, hey, I literally have no money to pay for marketing, right? And that's going to help you get to a point, but you're going to hit that brick wall. You're going to hit that brick wall because it's just life, right? And business. And you're going to have an influx of business at some point, and then you're going to hit that wall. And then for marketing, you're either going to stop, like I said before, or you're just going to throw something at the wall with no strategy. So you see, here at Growing Media, we put together like strategic marketing plans so that you can thrive and that we can see where the business is going. We can see what works, what doesn't work. And then we can hone in on the things that work that bring you in more customers, more leads, and more revenue. And then last but not least, in the reason why you should probably transition out of your doing your own marketing is burnout. I think oftentimes you're like, man, what should I do next? Like, I feel like I've already done all these things. And you get in this thing where you like are forcing yourself to get super creative. You're forcing yourself to think of like brand new ideas that will like revolutionize people's minds and everything. And you shouldn't be doing that. You should be running your business, not worrying about the next video that you need to post on social media. That should be someone else's job. So, So let's dive into some signs that you are, that you're kind of like, man, I think I need to switch it off. I think I need to stop doing all my own marketing. Okay. So we're just going to go through this checklist. Okay. You've plateaued revenue wise. You don't have consistent leads coming in. You're guessing instead of following a plan. You don't have time to do it properly. It's a big one. You've tried multiple things and nothing sticks. Listen, if your marketing only works when you have time for it, it's broken. It's not a sustainable strategy. Okay. So if you said yes to any of those things, then it's probably time that you make the switch. And listen, here at Growing Media Marketing, we work with anybody on any budget. So like there should be no hesitation for you to reach out to us and see how we can help you today. Because we can help you, whether it's developing a plan or whether it's going full-fledged, we bring a whole production team out, shoot all this marketing material for you so that we can post 3 to 5 times a week for you, and then you got business rolling in. And so here's what actually happens whenever you have good marketing, okay? You get clear positioning and messaging. So people actually know like who you are, what you do, why you do it, and they don't have to guess, right? And then we actually get people like having constant execution. So again, going back to consistency, consistency will win out of anything every single time. You know, you can post poorly marketed videos for a long time and your stuff will grow and you'll probably still get customers trickling in, and that's better than not posting. And then the biggest thing is that we get to track things. We get to track and optimize things, which is kind of what I said earlier is one of the best things about hiring a team like us is that we can actually show you, hey, this worked. Hey, this isn't working. Hey, I think we need to change this thing or that thing so that you can improve this thing on your end. Or we can even show you, hey, we brought in, say, 50 leads this month for you and you only closed 3 of them. So you need to get your closing rate up. There's something on your end that is broken. And wouldn't you want to know that? Wouldn't you want to know, hey, you had 50 opportunities to close people and you didn't close even 5% of them? That is a big deal. And you need to know that because you could be 10 times in your revenue if you don't see where the broken links are. I know this podcast full of information, so you may need to rewind and go back and listen to it a few times, whatever. Do whatever you need to do. But if you're listening and you're realizing your marketing only works whenever you push it, it's a broken strategy, and we help people solve that. And we're big on helping people solve problems when it comes to driving revenue and growing their business. And so if you want us to take a look at what you're doing, just seriously reach out to us. Go to growingmediamarketing.com. Go to the contact page or form and just let us know. Like, we would love to work with you. We'd love to help you in any way. Again, we work with anybody on all budgets. Okay. So like, you don't have to have this crazy extended, you know, we're not expecting you to have $20,000 a month to pay us to do your marketing. Okay. We work with people on a range of, budgets. And we just love helping people. Like, we want to help people grow. There are so many random products and services out there that people don't know about, and they need to know about it because it could help them so much. I think often we think about marketing in the aspect of like, we're trying to be salesy, but you have to think about the people that need your product or service that are actively looking for it, but they don't even know that it exists because you haven't done a good job of putting yourself out there into the marketplace. Ooh, it's tough to hear. So yeah, contact us. We'd love to help you. Growingmediamarketing.com. We post new podcast episodes every Monday morning. So check that out. And can't wait to see you in the next one. We'll see you there.